All the teachers voted and picked me to read announcements for the whole month. My voice must be incredible.
Hey now, don't get too full of yourself. You could be headed for a fall. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Have you ever heard someone quote the Bible and say, "Pride goes before a fall"? Well, that's not quite right. What they're really trying to recite is Proverbs 16:18, which says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." Pride and a haughty spirit means that you think and act like you're better than other people. Maybe you brag about how special you are for getting an award or for how well you play sports or an instrument. And that's a good way to lose your friends and annoy your family. Instead, you should thank God for the talents that He's given you and then use those talents to serve Him. Our story today is called Humble Yourself. "Guess what, Mom?" Andrea said as she burst through the door. "The teacher selected me to make the morning announcements for a whole month." Mom wiped pie dough from her fingers. "That's wonderful, Andrea. I'm happy for you." Andrea frowned. "Happy for me? You should be proud. They picked me over everybody else. My voice must sound incredible when I speak." Mom rolled her eyes. "Okay, Miss Incredible, I'm proud of you. But don't let it go to your head. Go start your homework while I finish this pie." "Can I make a quick call first?" Andrea asked. "Okay, but make it snappy," Mom replied. After putting the pie in the oven, Mom found Andrea in her room with her arms folded, staring into space. "Have you finished your homework?" Mom asked. Andrea shook her head. "When I called Susan and told her I was chosen to make the announcements, she said I'm being overconfident. Does that mean I'm prideful?" "Well, you do seem pretty proud of the fact that they chose you," Mom said, sitting down on the bed. "The Bible tells us not to be puffed up with pride because all our abilities are gifts from God." "So I shouldn't be happy they chose me?" Andrea asked. "Of course you should be happy," said Mom, "but let it be with a humble spirit. When we start to feel prideful, we need to remember Jesus' humility. He was willing to come to earth and die for our sins, even though He's God. And He's the one who gives us our abilities as well as opportunities to develop them and use them to help others." Mom smiled at Andrea. "Maybe you should humbly accept your announcing position as an opportunity from God to develop the voice He gave you and learn how to use it to connect with people." "It must have sounded like I was bragging to Susan. Can I call her back and apologize? I need to thank her, too. She probably spared me some embarrassment." Mom walked to the door. "Okay, call your friend and then come to dinner." "What's for dessert?" Andrea asked. Mom turned and winked. "Humble pie," Andrea giggled. "Perhaps I should eat two pieces." How about you? Are you eager to tell others about winning a trophy or getting a lead role in a play? While it's good to feel satisfaction in your accomplishments, be careful not to let those feelings turn into pride. Instead of putting yourself above others, humbly accept the gifts God has given to you. Jesus is the perfect example of humility. Be thankful for each opportunity He gives you to develop your gifts and then use them to serve Him. Our key verse is Proverbs 11:2.
"When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom."
And our key thought, be humble. My name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.